Welcome to
the Nick
and
Brian
Pod
Show cast.
Yeah. Oh shit, our intro's so good still. We really need to either cut that down to fucking nothing or just get rid of it completely. Start introducing it again like this. You're listening to the Nick and Brian Show podcast, whatever the fuck it is. And then we get started. I rate that intro a 2 out of 10. So what do you want to talk about today, Nick, huh?
Oh, hey, what's up?
How's it going on?
I was just
going
to see how long it could be the Brian Show.
I could go on for quite a while, but it always sort of just trails off and I don't make any points. And then I start up again on something random and then it trails off again. And I'm just like, what should I talk about now?
I just thought it would be funny.
Yeah. Oh, I know. What should I talk about now? Something interesting happened.
I thought that it would be funny if people just thought that the intro said the Nick and Brian Show and then they just heard you talking and maybe I was in the corner of the room like tied up or something.
Or that's how every show is. It's called the Nick and Brian Show, but all you do is sit there and make faces at what I say. You give me reaction shots to my my diatribes.
I give you thumbs up the whole time. I'm like, dude, that was so funny. Keep going.
So let's figure out what to talk about. Let's try and go for an hour.
Don't tell whoever's listening that we don't know what we're going to talk about.
This is called honesty.
No,
this is the most honest podcast out there.
We'd be honest with each other, not with them.
And I'm being honest with the audience and saying we have nothing on the prep sheet today. Actually, I did write something. I wrote Ellie Kemper, who's I should have just drew a picture of her so I could start jerking off.
You couldn't possibly.
She's really
draw
hot.
A picture of her.
I could jerk off to her name. Are you kidding me?
It's a hot name.
You love her?
It's her too. It's a really
we both love her.
No, I loved her first. You wouldn't even
love her first?
You wouldn't even know who she is. I knew about her before you knew
about
her.
Okay, you told me her name, but I've always known about her.
I was a fan from day one.
Day one what? When her birthday?
Since she was born.
You were there?
I was there.
You gave birth to her, and you're like, this baby is one hot bitch.
She's my daughter.
No, I saw her on The Office before you did, I'm sure. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I saw her on The Office, and I was like, you know what? The Office sucks nowadays, but I'm going to watch a few more episodes just for the sake of seeing her.
She is so cute.
She is. She's in Bridesmaids, too.
Yeah, you haven't seen that movie.
I haven't, but I've watched.
So why are you talking about it?
Yeah, I guess I did give the impression that I seen it when I did.
She was in
talk about honesty.
Yeah.
So. I know, I saw the trailer to Bridesmaids, and she was hot in that trailer.
Yeah,
I can vouch for that.
I saw Bridesmaids, and she starts out and she's just talking about how she lost her virginity to her husband who she just married.
Why did she do that without even asking me? She should have asked me first.
Yeah,
whether she should have done that.
She was like she was bragging about how she had her husband. She's like, oh, you had a husband, I married him, we've been in love, blah, blah, blah. She fits that character pretty well of like the woman who just marries somebody and thinks that she's so innocent and naive that she just thinks that that's like the only person out there for her.
Mm-hmm.
Little does she know I exist.
What would you do for her that her husband isn't? Huh? Would you give her a deep dick in and be like, oh, you're so good at acting, babe?
I'd do whatever she asked of
really?
Me.
She'd come over to your apartment and what?
It's a condo.
She'd come over to your condo.
Which I would tell her that I owned.
She'd be like, oh, look at these lampshades. They're all polka dotted.
As soon as she walked in, I would immediately start lying my ass off.
It's just to sound
impressive.
Whenever I'm in Seattle, I just, you know, this is where I hang out.
I would think of whatever I think that she would like to hear me say, and I would say that.
You saw her talking about her husband on an interview?
Her boyfriend. It's not a husband.
Not a husband yet, though.
Won't be a husband.
Ever? If you have anything to do with it?
If I can't marry her, no one can. They'll just keep catching bullets when they're at the altar.
I just picture, okay, this might sound kind of fucking gay, but just hear me out. I just picture so many hard dicks. Of people watching her, and then as soon as she brings it up in the interview, they just go inverted.
Invert into their,
they disappear.
She's not the sort of chick that gives you a boner, really.
You don't think so?
I mean,
you just fuck her soft.
It depends. She's capable, but she doesn't because of.
There's something else. There's another.
She hasn't done that performance
quality
yet.
To her.
Yeah, she's like what I would imagine that if you like Tinkerbell, if Tinkerbell was real.
Tinkerbell?
You can't fuck Tinkerbell, but she's so damn cute. You just want to squeeze the life out of her.
You want to slurp up her pixie dust? Is that what you're saying? You want to snort it?
That's gross. No.
If anybody doesn't know who we're talking about and hasn't followed along, it's the receptionist.
Tinkerbell's from Pinocchio, in case you don't know.
It's Ellie Kemper's the receptionist from The Office.
Yeah, I guess she does stand-up comedy as well. And she did.
She does?
She does and did before.
She's a comedian?
She did before The Office. She was a comedian. She was first supposed to be cast in Parks and Recreation. And
it's a good thing she wasn't that show. It's terrible.
And her position on that went to Aubrey Plaza, I think is her name.
Is that the girl that was originally from The Office? No. I know who you're talking
Aubrey
about.
She delivers the monotone. Yeah.
She has the monotone jokes.
Yes.
That she tells. She was in Funny People.
She's a comedian as well, and I
she's
guess,
hot in that alternative.
Yeah.
You know, way.
Her.
You know what I mean?
I guess that her inspiration for her character, she said, was like her sister, her like bratty younger sister,
mm-hmm.
and just the way she like acts super emo and stuff. That's what she channeled for her character in Parks and Rec.
So she stole it.
But
somebody else.
I digress. Yeah, the other Ellie Kemper. She got her. It's the same producers for Parks.
Obviously,
and Rec,
yeah,
the
shows are pretty much the same.
So when she didn't get that role, the producers still liked her enough that they were like, "We have a spot on The Office, and we want you in The Office."
She should have been in there from the beginning. They should have kicked that Pam bitch out.
I would watch just her at The Office.
Just with everybody else. It's after hours. Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there, and you're like, that's the whole show, but I fucking love it.
She could just be grading, like, you know, typing papers or doing cartwheels or whatever she wants to do, and I would love it.
Just twirling her hair while thinking about something off in the distance.
Just giggling. Out of the blue.
But she's not jerk off material for you? You don't like pause The Office and go.
Well, first off, I don't have a TiVo, so I can't pause the television.
Oh, you don't. You just throw a shoe at the television and it fucks up and it pauses. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I've gone through a lot of televisions.
No, you know, I'm not the sort of guy who.
But you look up pictures of her.
I'm not the sort of guy who pauses her cartwheel so I can look at her panties.
Oh, okay.
I'm the sort of guy who looks online to see if those exist, and they do.
Oh, they do.
And
they're really?
Hot. Yeah. But
and then even
know,
then
I'm not the one to take the screenshot, but if it's out there, I'm not going to turn it down.
So if you accidentally come across it, you're not going to quickly scroll down and be like, "Okay, look at that."
It's so hot because it's a whoopsie. You know, it's not like she posed.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like you found her in Maxim or anything where she's like, "I know I'm being a dirty girl." It's more like, "Oh, look, her undies slipped out."
It's sort of like the Porky's thing. You're like looking through a hole and they don't know.
Yeah.
And that makes it so much hotter when they don't know.
I'm done talking like that because that's really creepy.
Like what?
Like, oh, her undies. Look at her little cute undies.
Yep.
She, I'm sure that I would win no points with her.
How old is she?
With that.
I can't.
I think
she's one
like
of those
30.
I can't tell.
She's like 30.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have said in her 20s.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Well, I guess it's not that far off if she's 30 years old. And I would have said 29. Jesus.
Yeah, it sucks because like it just ensures that it will never happen. I mean, there are women out there who marry younger guys, but usually they're insane.
Mm-hmm.
They have serious problems.
Yeah, well, there's I will say there is something different about her that I picked up on right away. Like I think you said that she's not like the Sports Illustrated. What the fuck was that? Don't fuck with the controls when we're in the middle of
just,
recording.
Just, hey, you're just talk. Just
okay.
Pretend like it didn't happen.
I can't pretend like it didn't happen when an echo suddenly invades my brain.
Again, I'm looking at your waveforms and I'm seeing how much larger they are. Than
well,
my
I am talking loud and you are whispering.
I talk in a normal voice and you talk in a.
Okay, I'll talk in a normal voice. You have to project when you're doing a podcast.
I'm sorry.
You gotta project.
I'm not as excitable as you are today. But go on. What were we saying?
Like you said, she's not the kind of girl that you would see like photoshopped on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, swimsuit edition with a fucking bikini and just a perfect tan. She's not that kind of girl. She's just like a normal girl. Like, but as far as a normal girl goes, she's the fucking hottest normal girl on the planet. Normal girl? I said that wrong.
Normal girl
on the planet.
She's a normal girl. Who, yeah, she's the sort of chick who you grew up knowing your whole life, and then one day she laughs, and then you look at her and you're like, oh my God, you're beautiful. You're like, how did I not notice that? Or like you see some other guy hitting on her at some point, and you're like, you realize you're starting to get like angry, and you're like, why am I angry? She's just my friend. And then you see her in slow motion, like sort of throw her hair a little bit and look at you, and then you're just like, holy shit. And you propose.
I should have known it all along. Why didn't I see from the beginning? This is the one for me.
Yeah.
She's that girl.
She's that. Yeah, she's that.
And then you get maced when you propose.
Yeah, she knees you in the crotch. She's the sort of girl I didn't know my whole life. But if I did, she would have been 10
what?
When I was born.
Okay.
Ish. I'm not 20. She would have been around that age.
And when would you have felt cool hooking up with her?
When I was
old enough to finger?
In elementary school, she would be graduating high school.
Okay, if she's 10 years older than you, let's say.
That's weird to me.
10 years older than you. When you were 5, she was 15.
Yeah.
When you were 10, she was 20.
Are we going to do the math? You're helping me? You're like walking me through this? Yeah, when I was 10, she was 20. So when I was 18...
She's okay, when you were of age.
She's 10 years older than me. She's like 9 years older than me. Okay, let's get
big
this
difference.
Straight. Anything to help me. Anything more in my favor is something I'm happy about. If I could just get a time machine and age myself to 30, I would do that, even though I'd be missing out on 10 years of my life. If it meant I could be with Ellie Kemper, I would gladly give up the age gap from 22 to 30.
So if an evil genie came out and said, hey, I'm going to put you in a coma for 10 years. You're going to miss everything, your family, your friends, everything.
But when
you wake up in the hospital, she'll be there.
She would be 40. She would be 40 and I'd be 30.
She would be a hot 40-year-old.
No, you have to get, that's so stupid. I'm saying a time machine, Brian.
No evil genie?
No, a time machine.
Okay, a time machine.
An evil genius had built a time machine, and then I met Ellie Kemper prior to discovering the time machine. Because this is what... Okay, here's what happens. I meet her...
Lay it out for me.
This is the way I see it. I meet her at a party, right? She's chilling. I walk up to her. I say something suave, but not too suave.
Hey, babe.
No, it's more like...
Nice teeth.
It's something really just... You know,
I don't usually like redheads, but for you, I'll make an exception.
No, stop trying to. It's something you.
That's
would,
all
it's something,
things.
You, it's something you wouldn't think of. Okay,
I can't even produce it with my mind.
No, it's just it's too good. It's like a great party, huh? Which is like, but it sucks. The party actually sucks.
Great party.
Yeah.
Great party. That's like a shitty line of dialogue that I.
No, you don't. You don't understand. I'd say
great
it
party,
in such a way where like, great party, right?
Okay.
Or something like that. Or I pull a book off the shelf and I'd be like, ugh, Scott Fitzgerald, what is this guy? You know? Who's this chode? And then
you'd make fun of one of the greatest writers of all time.
And she'd be like impressed, right?
Okay.
She'd be impressed with me. And I'd start talking to her and then everything she'd say, and I wouldn't be making it up, I'd be like, me too. And then she'd be like, you know, I'd say something and she'd be like, oh my God, that's the exact same for me. And I'd be like, holy, I knew it, that if I met you, we would be the exact same people basically, except you're like the hot chick version. And she'd be like, you know, the only problem I have with this is that you're of the age that you are and I'm of the age that I am. And I just think it might be frowned upon. And then I'm like, listen, I love you so much that I am willing to search for a time machine. If I found a time machine, you know what I just realized, a big fallacy in this is that if I find a time machine...
Is that
machine,
it's not
If
illegal.
I find a time machine, she's going to be older. I'm going to be the same age. What am I going to do? Okay, wait. I'm going to say...
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as the evil genie.
God damn it.
You fucking... What are you talking about?
Okay, I find a... No,
okay,
no, 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 no,
gave,
no, no.
If you gave her a time machine...
No, I find a... I don't want to meet her 10 years prior from now because she won't remember me. How am I going to just... I'm not going to like touch her head and be like, remember me in the past. And then she'll be like, okay, I will. No, okay, here's what I do. I say, all right, I'm going to find a chemist who can give me a potion that will age me 10 years.
Why don't you make her 10 years
Problem
younger?
Problem solved. All right, this is what I'm going to say. I'll drink it because I love you enough that I'll take the risk of this potion backfiring and aging me to like 50 in the hopes that it'll just make me 30. I won't do it unless you want to, but if perchance there is a reverse potion that will aid you back 10 years, would you rather be 20 again rather than me have to jump up to 30? It's kind of inconsiderate for you to expect me to want to age 10 years, but I'll do it.
In this hypothetical, why can't you just take the potion and sneak it in her drink, roofie style?
Because who says she wants to be 10? You know, you don't know that she'll be cool with that. That might ruin it. I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to tell her.
I'm sure she looked exactly the same when she was 20. So she'd wake
up
thinking
nothing
different.
I'm sure that's a horrible compliment to make to a girl.
Really? You look exactly how you did
when
you were
20. I'm sure you look just as old when you were 20.
No, just as young. She doesn't really look 30. That's what
I was
saying earlier.
You could say you don't look a day over 20, but she'd be like, no, actually, I do. Actually, I have some...
I'm about 8,000 days
over
20.
I have some crow's feet, and my hairline pushed back a little bit.
No, I saw that picture of her with no makeup on. No crow's feet.
Here's the thing.
No wrinkles.
Here's the thing. I wasn't finished.
Okay, continue with this fucking... hypothetical potion.
So I take the potion and I age to 30, right? I don't even remember what the point of this was.
So that you two can be together at the same age.
I'm
apparently
willing
you
to
don't
do
like
that.
Fucking 30 year olds.
I love 30 year olds, but maybe she's not cool with dating almost 22, a 21 and three quarters
right.
year old. So yeah, I meet up with her and I would be willing to give up those 10 years. Hopefully I'm not bald by the time I'm 30. If I took the potion and my hair just started falling out, I'd be like, shit, 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 shit.
Does baldness run in your family?
I do have my grandfather on my father's side is bald.
Oh, shit. It skips a generation, you know.
You know.
It skips a generation.
I do have really thick hair. I'm not. But then
not
again.
Not for long.
That looks really stupid when you have thick hair and you're bald on top.
Wouldn't that be great if, like, as soon as you took the potion to age you 10 years, you're like. And all that changed was your hair fell out, like you had cancer.
And then all of a sudden I started seeing, I was smiling and my teeth started to rot. And it's like, in the future, you don't take care of your teeth. You got periodontal disease or some shit. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You just get a beer belly, an eye falls out.
Just the worst possible.
You
I'm
die,
the,
you're like,
I'm
oh,
the
shit.
Most haggard 30-year-old in the world. It's like, actually, you got cancer when you were 25, but since this is going ahead full speed, you're going to die in like 2 seconds. So, okay.
Wait a minute.
Assuming I'm...
It's so stupid. Why would the potion make you age as if you were aging in real life? Why wouldn't it just change your body?
If it was cancer, it might make it metastasize or whatever quicker.
Yeah,
it might
you have a lump in your bicep or something.
And then all of a sudden it just starts to grow. I'm like, I think I'm just getting bigger muscles. But then I start to realize it's a tumor. I'm like, I start to poke it and I'm like, I can't feel that. It's numb.
And then Ellie Kemper's slowly
and then
backing
she sees
away.
Me.
She's
she sees
like,
me,
oh,
and I'm like that.
Shit.
I'm like that beast off of fucking 300, the Hunchback. I look like fucking Quasimodo. I'm like, I'm 30. Do you love me? And she's like, oh. Those are cute little. Like
I gotta go shoot something for the office. Bye.
I come to try and find her again, and I find her, and she's humping some other dude.
Really?
Yeah, that's the
who
way
is this
I
other
see
dude
it happening? In my
it's you, but
in my mind,
evil you.
In my mind,
it's
the
evil
thing
Nick.
That would be the worst for me would be that if I, this is probably how it would happen because reality sucks. In this realistic situation where I take this potion and I age 10 years, I open a door at a party, and she's in there and she's fucking Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, the great actor.
The actor that's...
And Bronson.
That I also have... I have a crush on both of
you
them.
You have a man crush on... So you wouldn't just stand in the doorway and watch them fuck
I'd
and
try
get
to
hard?
Ask. I'd try to ask to get in between them. And then Tom Hardy would put me in a headlock and like push me at the door. And then as I was standing there in the dimly lit light, they'd be looking at me. And then Tom Hardy would like wrap his arms around her. And then they'd both be like... And then they'd shut the door and I'd be like, oh my god, I'm fucking ruined. And then
you sulk away embarrassed.
Yeah, and then some ugly chick would try and hit on me and I'd push her and I'd be like, just get away from me, and I'd run away. And I'd try to find the doctor who gave me the potion so I could reverse the, and I would never find him. He would actually be an evil
this is a nightmare scenario.
He would be an evil sorceress who gave me that potion, and then it was actually a fable, and they're like, you can't reverse age.
Oh, shit.
They're like, this was a test to see what you were willing to do, and you failed, and now you're stuck.
So it would be like a parable.
It'd be like
you would lose.
It'd be like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only the rose would wilt all the way and you would stay the beast for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And Belle would run off and fuck that one dude. That one big
no,
job,
no,
man.
And then a couple years later, I would end up finding a beautiful young woman who I would have to woo using my old looks by being nice to her, and I wouldn't.
And then it doesn't work, so you have to rape her.
I wouldn't even care because she wouldn't be Ellie Kemper. She'd be trying to flirt with him, like, you're not Ellie Kemper. I wouldn't tell her that because at this point I'm so hardened and just like desensitized. I wouldn't share my feelings with anybody. I'd be like, you're not, and then I just wouldn't say the name, and I'd just be like. And I'm going to my chambers.
You suddenly live in a dungeon. You live in a castle on the top of the hill. There's always a thunder cracks behind the castle. And every night the townspeople hear you growl into the night. Ellie Kemper.
They don't hear me say her name because I don't say it. I just be like, ringing the bells.
There's that beast again, heartbroken as always.
Rumor has it he took a potion that aged him
many years ago.
But he did it prematurely, and the woman he loved didn't feel the same way.
And she ran away with a much more
with
handsome
Tom Hardy.
Man. Tom Hardy. And they lived happily ever after. And he and all he does every night is masturbate with his giant beast paws. That's him howling, because it hurts a lot. Oh, damn.
That's such a sad story.
That is a bleak outlook for your future.
Such a sad story. So, yeah, that's rough, dude. Oh, okay.
And you die at the end.
No, I have to live forever at the end. Oh, I'm a
forever.
Highlander.
Okay.
I have to live forever in this horrible situation where I can't masturbate with my claws. I have to hump my couch.
Your dick just looks like string cheese. Like ripped off.
Yeah, it looks like the string cheese character on the front of the string cheese packets. It's like a Rastafarian cheese guy with little dreadlocks of cheese coming down. And he's like, what's that? String cheese.
You can never tell if you're coming or just bleeding.
Yeah, I think living forever would be the ultimate punishment, and I'd have to fuck various pieces of furniture that were alive.
Oh.
Okay,
pop quiz,
if
Beauty
you had to fuck one of the living pieces of furniture from Beauty and the Beast, what would it be?
The teapot.
Why the teapot? She might burn you.
She might burn. I don't think there was ever tea in her, was there?
No.
The tea was warm. Warm tea. You stick your dick in some warm tea.
You might pee.
With a lot of cushion for the pushing. I believe that she was on the heavier side.
But she was also
fuck a spoon. I don't want to fuck a knife. She's the best one.
She's made out of porcelain. Aside from the fact that it
was. Oh, no, I got it. The little dog.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. Aside from the fact that it would be bestiality, probably.
It'd be furniture-ality.
Furniture-ality.
Boo, boo. It sucks. It's when you fuck furniture, people. Come on.
A furniture on. That is...
Give these jokes.
That's an animal.
Yes, exactly.
There's a word for that. I forget what it's called.
What?
Ridiculous? Either way, so this... Yeah, I would fuck the little...
I'd fuck that
foot,
couch
the foot
in
rest.
Its ass.
It was a footrest.
It was a footrest.
Oh, you know what I would fuck?
What would you fuck?
That dirty feather duster.
Oh, the sluts.
Oh,
the
you.
French sluts.
You.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
The one who...
Hey, you'd be in the back fucking while everybody's preparing for dinner.
And then, what's his face? The candlestick. What's his name?
Gustav? What's his name? No, it's supposed to be
Gustav. That's a dude from Breaking Bad.
No, Gustav. No one. Gaston.
Gaston.
Gaston. That's not the candle, though.
No, the candle's name is...
Pierre. I think it was Pierre.
I don't think so.
I think it was, what the fuck was that guy's name?
It was a weird name. Let me see.
It was a cocky asshole.
Lumiere.
Lumiere. I knew it was something to do with French. The movie took place in France.
Lumiere. He'd be like, hey, what are you doing with my woman?
He was with the feather duster, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And then you'd be banging his feather duster and he'd be holding his fire to your butt.
Oh, shit.
You feel this little burn on your ass. You turn around and you'd be like, yeah.
What was the name of that like pudgy gay clock? The little jackass that was always complaining about everything.
And then you'd wind him up out for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then his clock nose would spin. Lumiere.
Do you know the word for things, inanimate objects that have human characteristics that we impose upon them.
Yes.
What's the word? You don't know it.
No, I do know it. I do know it. It is, it's not onomatopoeia.
Anthro.
Anthro? Is that in it?
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic?
Anthropomorphic.
That sounds, yeah. That, did you just read that on Wikipedia?
I saw it the other day because I was reading about something and it said anthropomorphic. I'm like, what is that word? And then I was like,
it's when a inanimate object looks human, like a human.
Has human character. Yeah, so, and I was like, that's a weird.
Why did I say onomatopoeia?
I was like, fuck. I was like, I don't know when I'll ever use that word.
Anthropomorphic?
Yeah.
And yet you had to use it today because all the characters in Beauty and the Beast were anthropomorphic.
And the clock's
word
name
of the day, children.
Is Cogsworth.
Cogsworth?
Cog.
Like,
oh, like a clock with
that
cogs.
That couldn't have been his name. That's stupid.
Cogsworth.
Because those were their names before when they were humans. And then they turned into, you know.
Yeah, well, it was a coincidence. How would you feel if your name was Cogsworth and you got turned into a clock?
Is Lumiere called Lumiere because, you know, loom, it's sort of like the same root as light, right?
I'm sure that there was some thought put into it. Lumiere lighting. Lumiere is a type of lighting.
Yeah. L-U-M is actually the Roman genesis of the word light. That's not true.
Why is Netflix still emailing me telling me to see what's popular this week when they know I haven't paid my bill? They're just teasing me at this point.
They're trying to coax you back into joining.
I know the email they send you when you haven't paid your bill. Do you know what it is? You probably pay your Netflix bill, so you probably haven't received one. I've gotten a lot of them.
I've never seen one.
I got one because a long time ago, I subscribed to Netflix. I rented 3 DVDs. They sent them to me, and I never sent them back.
Mm-hmm.
So I got about 20 of these emails, and they all said, Houston, we have a problem. And I got one like
movie reference
like every day, and then one day there was like 4 in a row. It's like, Houston, we have a problem. 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 And
were you like, I'm in Seattle, you fucking idiots?
I still have those movies to this day.
You kept them. They charged you for them, though, right?
No.
They didn't?
No, they just... it was just my fee for a rental.
Here's what happened to me. I switched over to Instant Only, and I had the DVD plan, but I kept the piano player, the pianist.
The pianist? The penis? With, what's his name?
No, what's the name of that movie? It's like a foreign movie with that guy who sort of acts like a clown, and he goes to a concentration camp.
Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful. That's it. Thank you.
Who's the actor?
He won Best Actor. I don't remember his name. Roberto Bernini.
And what other movie has he done?
Jaws 3.
Pinocchio?
Pinocchio?
He did
live
a Pinocchio, a horrible one that got terrible reviews.
Okay. Well, I kept that movie, and I forgot to return it. And I'm
what
like,
a lovely movie to keep.
Oh, I could always return this whenever I want. I mean, it was all right. I don't need to keep it.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it again. And then I looked at my statement. They fucking charged me $20 for it.
And then they're like...
And I can't report a problem. What I always used to do with Netflix was keep a movie, and I'm like, I really like this. Like El Topo. El Topo is a good movie. I wanted to keep it because it's hard to find. And I'm like, okay, I'll just report it missing on Netflix.
You sneaky,
sneaky. Report missing. And then what happens is they're like, okay, we'll just send your next DVD. Don't worry about it. They never charge it for me. They never charge me for it. And I got to keep El Topo. And nobody was wise about it. Nobody knew.
Really?
But that did not happen with Life is
Beautiful. Did they eventually send you an email that was like, don't bullshit a bullshitter?
No, they didn't. They believed me because I'm a decent human
being.
They just
said,
and I pay my fucking bills. Samuel Jackson. You don't remember the password.
Yeah. So that'd be funny if every time you had something to say to Netflix, it always referenced a movie in its response.
That'd be annoying,
that
actually.
Would be really annoying.
It would be.
So, now they're just sending me to see what's popular this week. And they're like, browser or selection. That's like a hooker who you don't have money to afford standing on the sidewalk being like, browse my titties.
Which one do you want to squeeze?
See what I have available this week. I have this titty and this titty and this vagina. And you're like, that's fantastic. I really probably shouldn't be looking at it. I really want to have sex and I can't right now. I can't afford it. And she's like, well, I have this butthole as well, which is open today only.
How much is that? $5,000?
Yeah.
I just told you. I actually owe you money. I don't have any
that's
money.
That's like them telling me that they have, like, the new season of Breaking Bad on Netflix. I'd be like, if Hooker being like, and this butthole is available, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Like, what does it matter? I can't fucking afford it.
Yeah, I'll sell some shit so I can get my Netflix going again.
Netflix sucks. We already went over that.
Yeah, we did. We were talking about selling meth to support our Netflix account.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do that.
That's what you wanted to do, yes.
And then you had a suggestion for what we should sell instead.
What was that suggestion?
We should bake bread. And then we
and what a mighty fine suggestion that is.
And because
I'm really good at baking bread.
Because then you said you had a dream, a really nerdy dream.
You know what? I actually have written on the prep sheet Nick's nerdy dream. So you got a nerdy dream to tell later.
Let's hear your nerdy dream first about it's in reference to Breaking Bad. People, if you haven't seen Breaking Bad, there's like a scene where Walt is like out of the business. He said he's done making meth, and then he goes to like a Home Depot type place, mm-hmm. and there's some obvious like hick guy buying all the supplies for making meth, and Walt walks up and he's like, "You can't use those matches." And he's like, "What?" He's like, "You can't use those matches. They have to have the strike anywhere tips. It has blah blah blah." He's like, and he puts them in his bag. He's like, "Here, get these." And the guy, he's like, "Ooh," and just, he buys them. And then Walt, as he's standing in line, he gets pissed off. He walks outside to the people's little trailer that they're mm-hmm. hauling around, and he walks up to the guy who's the cook, and he's like, "What does he say?"
He was like, first they see him coming.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, that's him. And he walks up and he just stares at him. He's like, "Stay out of my territory."
And then this cool TV on the radio song kicks in.
Yeah.
"Stay out of my territory." And
yeah, it's playing in the background. It's a really fucking great moment of the show.
Yeah, and you thought it was, obviously thought it had such an impact on you that you
had
a dream.
Have an impact. I just have nerdy dreams sometimes.
You had a dream about it, and no. it was probably a wet dream.
Yeah, I did wake up very sticky.
So what?
No, it was pretty much the same situation. Only I'm walking the streets of Seattle, and I come across some other people who are they're podcasters. They have a podcast. They're setting up their own podcast.
They're buying Blue Snowball microphones.
Shitty Blue Snowball microphones, and I confront them, and I tell them to stay out of my territory. And they freak out and they run away. And I just woke up and I'm like, now, I don't deserve to have that dream. I'm not even fucking good at doing this podcast thing. We're not established. Nobody listens to us. Why am I having dreams about telling people to stay out of my territory?
Plus, let's be fair. Who would run from you if you tried to make that sort of a threat? They'll be like, wait, are you threatening me right now?
They probably wouldn't even have known what it was in reference to.
Yeah, they're like, we're just buying microphones. I don't understand. You just assume. There's a fairly big assumption. You assumed I'm going to start a podcast.
Yeah.
What's a podcast?
It was a terrible dream, and I felt ashamed when I woke up.
Or if he was just like, I'm not, what's your podcast about? Yeah, I'm podcasting about building birdhouses, so I don't think we'll run the risk of...
There's only room for one birdhouse podcast.
Oh, you're doing a birdhouse podcast?
We talk about everything.
You have exclusive rights on birdhouse
podcasts. Do you talk on the mics? Huh? Do you use the mics to talk? Then you're fucking copying us.
No studios.
Stay out of my territory.
So, but then we were like, yeah, it would be funny if we did baking bread. And that would be what it would be called, baking bread.
Baking bread, yeah.
Which is, in my opinion, genius. Because if you reverse the Breaking Bad baking bread, you could actually, tongue twister, could accidentally say that.
Yeah, it's possible.
And if you wanted to use the scientific equations, you could still... Use the little element tables.
2 cups of flour, 1 cup of yeast.
I think it'd be great if they were selling blue bread.
Blue bread.
And it was selling really well. And then they get hit up by like the biggest woman. Like she's like, you know, she runs the city as far as she's like the hostess in the city.
Yeah.
And she's like wants to see them. And she's like, you know, you need to start working for me. And they're like, we don't work for anybody. And then they just start taking out all sorts of old lady bakeries. There's competition.
Yeah, exactly.
They start like fucking popping. They're like, they're screaming at old ladies. Like, old ladies go into the store trying to buy supplies to make bread. He's like, you can't use that yeast. That yeast won't work. And she's like, what? And he's like, that yeast, you're not going to be able to bake the bread with that flour and that yeast. And then she leaves and he's like, walks up to her. She's like loading her car with groceries. And he like flips her around and pushes her up against her minivan. And he's just like, stay out of my territory.
You could do every episode of Breaking Bad as, you know, with bread instead of meth. Yeah. It just fucking works.
And you know what it could be? It was a guy who was really good in like home ec class in high school. And then he finds out he needs money and he meets up with his friend who is a junkie who started baking bread.
Or he's obese and he loves carbohydrates.
He sucks at baking bread. And this guy,
but he's good at selling it.
He's like, why, who would have thought you being great at home ec, why are you coming to me? what do you need me for? And he's like, you know the business. You know the people. You know all the bread lovers of the society. You can sell these loaves to them.
Yeah.
We need each other. We can make money with each other.
And they go to like some Tuco character. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Some
just,
crazy
just follow along.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. He's like, all right, let me taste this this loaf of bread. And he
just takes out his...
Whoa! Damn! That's what I'm talking about.
He has to take out his machete and cut it in half.
50 pounds.
He has to cut it in
bread
half
on my desk.
With a machete. Every time he cuts off a piece of bread and he puts butter on it with a machete.
These are a lot of very specific jokes about Breaking Bad, a television show, and stupid bread.
If you haven't seen Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bread. No, Baking Bad. No, okay. Breaking Bread.
If you haven't seen the show, then I don't care if you don't understand.
Yeah,
the
you're
reference.
Not following along.
Because you're
just
stupid.
Leave.
Stupid. You need to see that show.
All right. How about this? We'll make a rule. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, then turn off the fucking podcast. I don't want you listening.
But I'm not
joking around. I'm being serious.
Hold on.
Wait the fuck now.
But tell your friends if they have seen the show to listen to the podcast, because I'm sure you have enough friends who have seen the show that will actually our fan base will grow substantially.
Yes, and you. Fucking idiot.
Don't,
who hasn't seen Breaking Bad.
Don't leave your house until you've seen...
Get the fuck out of here.
Until you've seen at least up until season 3. Don't even think about moving. I don't care if your family member calls you and they say they just got in a major car accident and they need your help. I don't want you to lift a fucking finger until you've seen that. Unless it's to turn on the TV and watch Breaking Bad.
It's a great show. And I
it's
had,
probably too good for you. I mean, if I'm to be fair, you probably don't deserve
if you haven't
to watch
seen
it
by now, then just give up on life.
Yeah, you probably don't deserve to see Bryan Cranston's awesome acting.
Exactly.
Or who was the kid's name? Aaron Paul?
Jesse Pinkman.
In the show, his name is Jesse Pinkman, yeah.
I don't know his
see,
real name.
Bryan, you get too into shows, you think that the person who's in it is the character is real in real life. That's
yeah,
not the case.
I kept looking for Walt's name in the credits of Malcolm in the Middle, and I couldn't find it. I thought Walt was in the show. Who's this Bryan Cranston motherfucker?
And when I was little, I thought that Bugs Bunny was a real person.
Did you? Well, that's just retarded.
Until
come
my
on,
mom started talking
stupid.
About the voice actor, she said something about the voice of Bugs Bunny, and I was like, what do you mean? You mean like Bugs Bunny's voice? And she's like, no, the cartoon, like the guy who does his voice. I'm like, right, Bugs Bunny's voice.
Bugs Bunny does Bugs Bunny's voice. Like, who else would do it?
What are you talking about? She's like, no, this is just a voice. It's like, I'm like, are you, I'm sorry, this is, you're sounding stupid right now. You're talking about his voice, but it's Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you realize I'm the idiot here?
I mean, obviously, you know, Fred Savage on the Wonder Years doesn't do the voice in his head. That's Daniel Stern. I know that. You know, but you tell
me... In 1967, things were a bit different. Mom would always complain, and Dad would complain a little more.
Yeah.
How's that for Wonder Years narration?
I wouldn't watch the show. I had to turn it off immediately. They did release the Wonder Years on Netflix, which made me tweak my nipples a little bit.
You like the Wonder Years?
Like is an understatement.
You kind of like it?
They're the Wonder Years.
They're wonder
literally bread.
Full.
Yeah.
They're wonderful, right? Yeah. I've seen I'm gonna be generous. I've seen about 8 episodes of the Wonder Years.
Well, that's why you grew up a dysfunctional fuckhead. You needed to watch more.
Here's my biggest problem with the show. I saw the first
I don't even want to hear it. But go ahead.
I saw the first 8 episodes, right? And I liked them. I enjoyed them.
You probably
fucking
watched them
yesterday.
You probably
second.
Watched them yesterday.
I watched the first. No, it was a while back, but it was on Netflix. Though I'm not trying to be a poser here. I've always known about the Wonder Years.
Let's hear it, Roger Ebert.
No, I watched the first like eight or so episodes, and I fucking love everything to do with the '60s. You know, I love the music. I love the whole culture, the whole movement that was going on. I love that shit.
There's a diss coming up.
So this whole thing about how it takes place in the '60s that had me drawn in. I also like how it's sort of about, you know, social awkwardness for, like, little kids, younger people in that generation. It's all really good stuff. And then I skipped ahead, like, 4 seasons or 5 seasons just to see what an episode was like in the last season. And it was like it was the same fucking show. It was the exact same formula for the episode. It looked the exact same. It's like they hadn't progressed at all.
Okay, first off,
now that's a big assumption to make, to say that the show doesn't progress at all just based off a half episode that I watched in the last season.
The last season sucks dick, anyways.
Because it's just like the first.
Because it sucks.
Okay.
In general, but yeah, you're overthinking it. It's just the fucking Wonder Years.
I'm just saying. I skipped ahead.
Drawn in initially by the fact that it was set in the 60s. I don't care.
No, look at this. Okay, you watch the very first season of Seinfeld. It's fucking terrible. But you skip to the last season, and it is such an improvement. It is so dramatically different because they improved.
When I was 9, if you were saying this to me, I would have kicked you in the balls.
Because you loved the show.
And ran away. Because I'd be like, you're stupid. And I would have ran away.
Well, I'm just saying.
I feel the same way today.
I don't have much to base this opinion on, but that's the only reason why I sort of slowed down the rate at which I was watching the episodes. I probably would have been on the third season by now if I looked at the last season. I was like, holy shit, they go some places in this show.
It's like a late 80s, early 90s show.
I know.
That had this weird sort of like heaviness to it for the time it was released. And it felt real to me when I was young, when I was the age of those characters. But at the same time, it wasn't quite real because me and my friends were a lot more deviant.
And Fred Savage is just such an innocent little boy.
They go and they steal a book about sex from the bookstore, but that's like, they don't go home and start like...
Everything you always want to know about sex, but we're too afraid to ask.
Too afraid to ask. But it's, it never like... it's not like today where they just put anything on TV or where like they show the real, the way kids are. But it was, it was a step beyond what other shows did. And it kind of captured the weird dysfunctional family dynamic pretty well. I think it's great, though. I love it because my life was never as perfect as that show portrayed. But at the same time, there was real issues going on and real things that kids deal with that were never... I didn't feel like tackled in any other shows that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love that show. And people think I'm joking when I say this, but I still would love if I ever started directing to direct a Wonder Years with the characters today.
In the year 2011 or so?
Yeah, to have those same characters, but just... be totally brutally real about where their lives actually went to.
Interesting.
And if you start out with that Joe Cocker,
what would you do if I sang out a tune?
And they don't even use the real one on the Netflix.
What do you mean?
They didn't get rights to the original
it was.
Song. No, it wasn't.
It was Joe Cocker.
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure about that?
I'm absolutely positive.
I love that song, and I'm sure that's the exact same one.
It's not. I swear to fucking God, it's not. I watched that show every day when I was little.
I've heard that song a million times, and it sounded the same.
No, the one on the show was like a weird,
would
crappy...
Would you stand up and walk out on me? See?
I'll show
exactly
you.
The same. But so you're saying that they got the rights to the television show itself, but for some reason they had to get rights to the separate song that was in the show? Why would that... If you got the rights to the television show, wouldn't that include everything that is in the show itself?
No.
So you don't have to go around and get, there's a Buffalo Springs song in the first episode. We gotta get the rights to that. Oh, there's a Rolling Stones song in the third episode. We gotta go get the rights to that. That seems kind of weird.
The original song...
is...
Let me see. It might be this one.
Joe Cocker with A Little Help from My Friends. It sounded like the live version that I was used to.
I love this song.
Turn it up, pops.
As loud as it goes.
Okay. Oh, it's gonna... There we go.
Ah, it's so beautiful.
It's a great song. Pop quiz. Do you know who originally wrote this?
No.
You ain't gonna guess.
I have no idea.
The Beach Boys.
had them turn it into a joke.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Yeah, they didn't use this.
Stand up and walk out on me? It's still Joe Cocker, though, right?
Let me see what the other one is.
No, go to the live version.
Oh, they won't even play this shit.
I'm sure it's the live version. It's slightly different, as all live versions are.
Let me see if we can pull up the Wonder Years intro.
All right, the Wonder Years seasons 1 through 4.
That's the way it was on TV. On Netflix.
I'd have to go back and watch the Netflix one, because in my mind, it's this.
It's like some guy who's like, lend me your ear and I'll sing. And he's like playing a guitar. I was like, ding, da, ding, da, ding. It's not the same, dude.
Hmm. It fooled me, though. It's a well-done cover, then. I thought it was Joe Cocker. All right.
Yeah, it pisses me off that they did that.
I don't think they're going to have upload the Netflix intro to The Wonder Years.
Yeah. I'm looking for somebody else who caught on to it. And
who commented on that? Can you even?
They changed the intro? Damn shame.
Oh, so people are saying it. Okay, so you're correct.
If you're too young to know The Wonder Years, you should really check it out now. It's up on Netflix. Note, the intro used to actually be good. See Joe Cocker.
Well, if it's on the forums, then it's true.
Well, it is true.
I believe you. I just thought it was Joe Cocker. I must have been fooled by that.
It sucks.
I was totally fooled.
I was watching it, and that, to me, the intro is one of the biggest parts of the show.
Yeah, I love that song. It really got the mood going.
It did.
But I hadn't seen the original. So
for me, hearing those songs on that show was the first time I heard a lot of those songs. They use Blackbird. They use that. They use all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like Turn. There is a season. Turn.
Now, in the original show, I don't know if you will be able to remember, but do they use the actual Blackbird recording by the Beatles?
No, they don't have lyrics. They just have the guitar.
Yeah, because that's what I saw. It was just the sort of the instrumental version.
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult to get the rights to Beatles songs.
Yeah.
But Netflix does very fucking weird things with like their streamed movies.
Well, here's
They censored a lot of the Breaking Bad episodes.
Not on mine.
Well, they censored the pilot, right?
They did say that it was a little different.
The pilot was censored?
Yeah, the pilot was, which is weird because...
Why do they do that? Why? What's the fucking
point?
Well,
the pilot was specifically made for TV, so maybe the actual pilot is just censored.
No, because I saw it on DVD. It's not censored.
Weird.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah,
they say all the words that were bleeped out, and they actually show some tits. But, of course, that wasn't on TV. I'm sure they would have censored that.
I saw tits on, like, season 2 or something.
But yeah, why wouldn't Netflix stream the pilot as it is on the DVD? Like, there's no reason not to. You know what else they did? And this totally fucked with my life. You know the movie Ordinary People? Directed by, Robert Redford, etc. I watched that on Netflix streaming for the first time, and it was sort of weird. I was like, okay, this isn't that good. How did this win Best Picture? What the fuck? It won over Raging Bull. This isn't that good of a movie. And then I went and about a couple months later, I watched it again on DVD this time because I knew something was fucking wrong. And it turns out that stupid Netflix had cut out a whole bunch of scenes. They cut it down from 2 hours and 14 minutes or whatever it was down to like 90 minutes.
Well, remember we watched...
They cut out a random 40 fucking minutes from the movie. So it was so discombobulated that it was freaking me out. Why?
Remember we watched Caligula.
They did the same with Caligula.
They,
you're
they,
right.
They showed the R-rated version of Caligula.
Yeah, instead of the NC-17
which
or the X
we,
or whatever it was
we
rated.
We wanted to watch for... You know, to see how crazy.
There's only
it was.
One reason why you watch Caligula.
We watched the entire fucking thing, like the horn dogs we are, waiting. We're like, no, this is gonna start to show. This is why it was rated NC-17, and then it never got bad.
Yeah, and you don't realize until it's
the
over.
Credits were rolling, and I was like, I didn't see anything. What the fuck?
But if we had seen Caligula, we would have picked on that. We would have picked up on that like right away
because
it's ingrained in your memory.
I'm glad that...
But stupid Netflix fucks with the people who haven't seen any of the movies and they're like, okay, we'll just show this for some reason and then they'll be okay with it.
I'm glad Netflix has The Wonder Years at all because you can't get it on DVD. I've been waiting for years and it's always been an issue with the music. They've always been like, we want to release a DVD, but we can't get rights back to all the music that we used.
That's why. That's so
they were jumping through all sorts of hoops trying to get rights to.
That's a stupid reason.
Yeah, like there was a bunch of legal issues with trying to get it on DVD that halted that. And so the fact that it's on Netflix, to me, I guess I can get over the fact that they don't have the
There's a lot of shitty like copyright laws that really fuck with things. You should be able to just pay for the rights once, and then okay, you could use those songs as long as you want into infinity. You could put the fucking Wonder Years on DVD without having to go through all this bullshit legal hassle.
Give me my Fred Savage, man. I want my Savage.
I want the songs in the background. Give me some Crosby, Stills, and Nash up in there.
Dude, Fred Savage is not cool anymore.
Why would he be? He's a child actor. They never turn out right.
All he does now is that he directs TV shows and shit. He directed Daddy Daycare 2 as well.
He directed Daddy Daycare
2.
2. The worst one.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's the it's got the, kind of the Godfather thing going. It's the better, you know. The
Daddy
Daycare. Better.
No, that's the one with Cuba, right? Cuba Gooding Jr. And the fat guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm not sure.
He was in the first
sure.
one.
Yeah.
How do I remember this?
I didn't see Daddy Daycare 2.
The first one had Eddie Murphy, of course. And Jeff Garlin. That was his name. The fat guy. Jeff Garlin.
Yeah.
The second one, I think they continued with Jeff Garlin and they replaced Eddie Murphy with just another black actor because you can do that.
Another good.
You just throw in another black actor.
Another good black actor that's a sellout.
Yes, of course. Everybody
knows
that.
Poor Cuba.
All right.
So what's the next?
Well, I do have written on here a nerdy dream. Did you have a dream that you want to share or did you already do that?
Oh, no. It's not even that good. I just had a dream.
Well, we got 9 more minutes to fill up because we'll pause this at about an hour.
I woke up and I didn't remember my dream. I just went in the shower and started singing Radiohead songs. And then when we sat down to do this podcast,
Come, please.
I remembered what my dream was. And it was that I was hanging out with all my friends from Alaska. And everybody, there was a bunch of cool like people hanging out, having fun. And then my primary core of friends that I hung out with got up in front of everybody and started plugging in instruments. And I was like, why are you guys, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we're doing a band now. We're doing like a Radiohead cover band. And everybody started plugging in. And I'm like, whoa, what about like, what? And I was sitting there like, I play instrument as
You
well.
Play the guitar.
I play guitar.
You could join in.
And then they started singing Nude by Radiohead or something. And it was like, instrument-wise, it was a really interesting rendition of the song. But I was sitting in the corner, like, clenching my temple with my fingers, like, pinching my head. And I was just like, oh, my God, they don't have, like, any drums in this. Like, the drums are just so bad. And then I was like, and then they started singing. And it was, a three-part harmony. But it was a whole, and it was like, and it was like, I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, that's their downfall. But I was like, they stopped singing, and I heard all the guitars. There was like three guitars playing and a bass, and I was like, that sounds really interesting. And in my dream, after they finished, I came up to them. While they were playing, I came up and I grabbed a tambourine and sat down next to my friends and started going, and they looked at me like it was like a really good addition. I'm like, yeah, you like what I have to bring to the table. And then after they finished, I'm like, guys, you know, like. And this is where the dream part kicked in. I was like, look, guys, like, you know, I can sing these songs. And then it just started.
That's where the real fantasy
and then,
starts.
Yeah, and then I just started singing the song Nude. And then
how does it go?
First
Give
off,
us a little taste.
First off, I was talking out my ass when I said that. Because even in my dream, I was like, you can't sing, dude. You say it. But I wanted to do it so bad. And
come on,
like,
give us how does Nude go?
I was like, guys, look, I can sing this. And they're like, really? And I just started singing it. And I, in my head, I was like, this ain't going to sound good. And I went for it. And just because I believed I could, like in Peter Pan, believing you can fly, mm-hmm. I believed I could sing it. And I sang it. And it sounded beautiful. And they're like, dude, you're the lead. We've got it now. And I'm like, all right, dude, you tambourine, you guitar, we're changing this part. I'm singing. We're taking this to the big shot. And
you
then,
took over at
and
that
then,
point.
You know, I'm starting to remember it more clear than when I'm talking about it. They were like, I say, okay, when's our first gig? And they're like, this weekend. And I'm like, cancel that fucker. We are not going to be ready in time for that. Then somebody goes like, man, are you sure? Because like, this, we have a gig set up. Like, we should just play it. And this actually might be because of the podcast, because we're always arguing about setting deadlines for ourselves. And you're like, anything's good. Practice is good. And somebody I turned to one of my friends, and he's like, you know, like, I think we should just play the gig. Like, I think you just don't want to play the gig because you don't feel ready. But I mean, any practice is good practice. I'm like, and I turn back to the other guy. I'm like, you know what? He's right. Keep the gig. We're playing it.
So you instantly
but only because I said flip-flopped
so. On the issue.
But only because I said so. And I was like,
I got a better idea. We're keeping the gig.
Yeah.
I'm still in charge.
And then I woke up and then I got in the shower and I started singing. And it unfortunately wasn't as good as in my dream.
How did it go?
I need some water or something.
Disco.
I kind of want to start the song.
Nude.
Yeah, do you want
I don't even know how it goes. Just tell me how it goes. How does it go? I know how it goes. Nude, you're so nude. You're naked.
Don't just search nude on YouTube. You gotta
type in the whole thing. Radiohead. So your whole dream.
After this, we can take a break.
Yeah.
After I sing the song.
Okay. Well, get ready. Clear your throat. Start singing. Is there any lyrics to the song?
There is. I don't know the lyrics. It'll say them because I looked up one of the lyrics.
This song is fucking good.
Right?
Holy shit. Don't
you're trying to make me sound really bad. Like, I'm not great, but
we're harmonizing.
You make yourself worse than I am.
Nude, I'm so nude.
I have to do the head voice. I feel like Tom York actually has that range, and I have to go into the head voice when I sing it.
Mm.
Where you go,
You paint yourself white and fill up
with noise.
Oh, no.
There be something missing.
I was singing this in the shower this morning, but really loud.
What a fucking queer. Your stupid dream was about you critiquing the rest of your friends and taking over their band.
It's gone. Now that you feel it.
You don't.
Get off the
rails. You got off the rails. I think he should switch it up and get some baritone in that voice.
I can probably do baritone better than the other way.
So don't get it. It
fucking suck.
Big idea. Then.
Yeah, something happened with the audio.
Good job. You can pause the Radiohead song now.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to try and sing it?
Me?
Here's the part. Here's the hot.
To hell!
All right, ow, fuck. How about you should try Karma Police? I think that might be more fun.
Karma Police. I can sing that without the music in the background.
But it's better with the music. Because then, you know, it won't sound like total shit. Sound like half shit. Don't make
Karma
me watch an ad.
Police.
Here we go.
Yeah. Let's go, boys. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what Tom York sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Before you.
All right, everybody.
All right.
I want y'all to sing along.
It's like Sling Blade.
Do you guys see it? Some songs. Very good to sing.
Karma Police! Arrest this man!
I put it all in when I sing. I'm sorry. I do everything.
I can hear my neighbors playing video games. They,
I go
they
all,
assuredly hate me now.
I go all out when I sing.
I can't believe you did that.
All right. We've recorded for about an hour. We got a second podcast to do, but...
We're actually obligated by law to stop after an hour.
Well, we
received a cease and desist order after yesterday.
We did 2 hours straight.
Where it says you can only do an hour at a time. You must take a half-hour intermission between podcasts. Otherwise, you will be arrested and put on death row.
Well, we should be arrested just based on our material.
So we have, okay, we're done. We have to stop now.